You're listening to SBS News. Flights to and from India are suspended until at least the 15th of May, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's hopeful repatriation flights from the country will resume in several weeks.
We'll be returning those flights. We'll be restarting those flights in several weeks' time, we hope, and that means that the facility here will be ready to take those returning Australians, and we'll be continuing to move as many Australians from all around the world back to Australia as safely as we possibly can. We have now clipped over 500,000 Australians, 500,000 who have returned to Australia during the course of COVID. We've been facilitating those flights. We have been directly running charters to get Australians home, and that is the number of Australians that have come back during the course of COVID.
India is facing a humanitarian catastrophe brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. While new case numbers over the past week are reported to be 300,000 per day, Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, tweeted he believes the actual daily infections and deaths are much higher than the official figures. About 9,000 Australians are stranded in India, and opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government's efforts to repatriate them have been inadequate.
I feel greatly for those people who are stranded in India as Australian citizens, and also for their families back here as well, many of whom are distressed. It's more than 6 months since I held a press conference in a backyard in Wentworthville in Sydney with a man who couldn't get his wife home at that time. And the fact is that the federal government's response in terms of its obligation to Australian citizens has not been good enough.
More than 2 million Australians have now received at least their first dose of a coronavirus vaccine. Scott Morrison says the vaccine rollout remains focused on the most vulnerable.
The vaccination program continues to roll out, focusing on those most vulnerable Australians and those in the front lines of our health workforce. And we will soon move on the 3rd of May to the bring forward of the over 50s vaccinations with AstraZeneca through the GP respiratory clinics and the state and territory related facilities. And 2 weeks after that, we will move to over 50s, I should say, more broadly for the GP rollout all around the country.
New South Wales is opening a mass vaccination hub on the 10th of May at the Sydney Olympic Park that will initially cater to those who are eligible under Phase 1, such as healthcare and quarantine workers. People over 50 won't be allowed to use the facility until the 24th of May. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the over 50s should instead try to get vaccinated through GP clinics from the 17th of May. She says the federal government has asked for help to vaccinate people who work in aged care.
The federal government has also asked us to assist in vaccinating aged care workers, a category we weren't previously vaccinating, and also supporting them with some disability workers as well. And New South Wales has, of course, said yes. So it does increase our load in the categories of people that we're vaccinating, but we're pleased to do that, because these are the most vulnerable. They're also the workers who, if unfortunately they did get the disease, passing it on would be tragic for all involved.
Australia has approximately 2,500 aged care residences, and the latest figures reveal 910 of them now have fully vaccinated residents, which is up from 878 on Monday's figures. There's been faster progress with first dose visits, which have now taken place at 1,554 aged care homes, up from 492 since Monday. But the Chief Executive of Aged and Community Services Australia, Patricia Sparrow, says the aged care rollout has been too slow.
I think it's taken longer than anybody thinks is desirable, and we're sort of past 6 weeks. I guess we're focused now on making sure that that the remaining residents are vaccinated as quickly as possible. They're vulnerable and they need to be vaccinated.
People living in residential disability care are also part of the priority vaccination group. At least 1,640 residents have been vaccinated so far. Commodore Eric Young is Australia's vaccines coordinator.
For disability residential facilities, we've now conducted 97 first dose visits, and 17 second dose visits. And we have another 17 visits programmed for this week.
Labor's Bill Shorten, who's the party's spokesman for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, spoke at the National Press Club in Canberra, and he took a question about the vaccine rollout in the residential disability sector.
COVID hasn't ended, friends. That's why people with disability in houses should be vaccinated. That's why their workers should be vaccinated, because they're not out of COVID yet. It's scary. And so that's why I think this government should be vaccinating people with disability in group homes, as they promised to do. I mean, by the way, what's the current exchange rate for a Scott Morrison promise in this country? It's got to be depreciating. Like, he promised. Like, this guy is so good that even when he promises, we don't believe him, he doesn't believe it, so he doesn't get held accountable to it. He promised to do 4 million vaccinations by the end of March. Waiting, waiting, waiting.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.